This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hey, hello, here we go. Welcome to show number 3101. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
Thank you. Hire the men's room. On tap today, Ryan Castle's hit Drunken Charge is into Sit and Spin. Today, 10 songs about dogs. A very White Claw positive drinking story.
Nice.
Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, the men's room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Tim.
It's a clack.
You're going to talk. All right, here we go. Florida woman goes on first date with a guy to Denny's and ends up in a high-speed chase.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, a jealous boyfriend makes 12 rules for his girlfriend at a music festival, and now he's finding his own place. Man implicates himself after using stolen credit card and signing as thief. West Virginia man looking for pet cow that got loose while wondering, why is everyone eating beef? And son pushes BMW given to him by his dad into the river. Because he wanted a Jag. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. Don't you hate it when you swallow something by accident? And it happens to everyone from time to time, and including a 72-year-old man in Britain. He accidentally swallowed his own dentures. Now, the problem was that they became stuck in his gut. That's right. Once the word stuck is introduced, well, now you've got a problem. Dentures being stuck in your abdomen, that's a fine example. Or how about your hair getting stuck in the door of a train? An unlucky woman in London had that exact scenario play out, but after a few minutes, she was unstuck and the train continued on, but not before the embarrassing episode happened. But her situation is less embarrassing than the Los Angeles man who got stuck in a stranger's chimney, naked. But his situation, equally as embarrassing as the Scottish man whose zipper got stuck on the fence he was trying to climb over. Sure, he was drunk, and that's why they found him passed out, still hanging upside down on a fence by his zipper the following day. Look, we've all gotten something stuck in something, or something got stuck to us, whether you put, hell, I know someone who put super glue in their nostril as a child, and after a little fidgeting, they managed to unglue their nose so that they could breathe again. Miles, you got your head stuck, what, between the...
The railing of a banister.
The railing of the banister. He did that at 17 years old. I lie. He was a child. But today, this is what we want to know. Who or what got stuck in where?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Over Joe's hand, away we go. Welcome to show number 3101. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. As once again, we welcome in the drug in charge. Ryan Castle will come in and we will sit and spend today with 10 songs about dogs. Everybody loves dogs. You got a dog. You got a brand new dog in your house. Do you love dogs?
I do love dogs. But he said these songs are actually about dogs, not just songs that have dog in the title.
Okay, so
it's actually about dogs. You brought up like Black Dog from Zeppelin, which
that's
I believe
really not about a dog.
It's not about a dog. I think they just picked the name. If I remember this right, when they were recording the song, there was a black dog that used to hang outside of the studio. They didn't have a name for the song, and that's it. But it's not about
sure,
the dog.
Dogs of War, Pink Floyd, not a dog song.
What?
Right, it's not.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
man.
It wasn't about two rival gang dogs getting together and fighting.
What about giving the dog a bone? That's about feeding your dog, right?
I think that's more of a euphemism for sex.
Dear God, man.
Right. So it's not of those.
Okay.
These are songs that actually have to deal with our four-legged friend, the dog.
I actually cannot think of a single song. I mean, other than kids' songs, I cannot think of a song about dogs. I'm sure it's out there. I think of all the records I've heard, all the music I've listened to.
No, you're right. It's kind of a difficult, thing to think about. I just can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Other than children's songs, like what is a...
I mean, I think DMX, when he said, where are my dogs at, he meant his buddies.
Yeah, but no, who let the dogs out is also his buddies.
Oh, right? Who let the dogs out?
Yeah, but that's also about his buddies. Like, who let the crazy people out tonight, right?
Is that what it's... You know, honestly, I've never paid attention to that song.
Man? Who let my friends out? Who let my... You know what I mean? Like, all the crazy people I know, I guess.
Yeah.
Name a lyric in that song that's not who let the dogs out.
There's not any other lyric.
Is who? Okay, Ted, you got me.
Mm-hmm. And who would go someplace and let all the dogs out? You know what I'm saying?
Robin would.
I mean, you never would go someplace.
Are these dogs held captive? I'll free them all.
I'll let the dogs out. Sure. So, 10 songs about dogs coming up. The return of a positive drinking story. And, Ted, I know that you're knee-deep in the White Claw.
Over
the summer, that's a big deal. And alcoholic seltzers like White Claw, Bon Vivre. Is that how they say that?
I don't drink. I'm not sure.
Truly, have you had
Truly?
One of those?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, guess
Truly
what?
Truly was phenomenal.
We've got a couple of interesting tidbits about that. Not only that, we have one of the I don't know what I would call one of the earlier beers that I engaged in a lot when I was younger because the price point on it. They are now getting into
and today.
The
I just saw
game.
A new one,
and this is 30% cheaper. Because the beer is 40% cheaper.
Right.
So you know damn well that the seltzer water is going to be cheaper. And we've got some news on Amazon as well. That's all coming up with the return of a positive drinking story. And our question, who or what got stuck and where? We start with this story, and it's a doozy. A 17-year-old's false teeth got stuck in his throat during surgery. They were not discovered for 8 days.
How?
The man was having surgery to remove a lump in his abdominal wall, but the operating team neglected to take out his dentures before the operation. He returned to the hospital 6 days later, complaining of blood in his mouth, difficulties breathing and swallowing, which had prevented him for that week from eating any solid food. So ultimately, more surgery was needed to remove and resolve the problem, which was revealed in a case report published by the British Medical Journal on Monday. During the patient's first return to the emergency room, doctors could not figure out what was going on. They had no idea. And the man was sent home with a prescription of mouthwash, antibiotics, and steroids.
They didn't just do an x-ray.
He returned 2 days later with worsening symptoms and was admitted to the hospital with suspected aspiration pneumonia, like a severe chest infection. All right. Eventually, a procedure identified a semicircular object lying across his vocal cords, which had caused internal blistering and swelling. The man who said he lost his dentures during the initial visit to the hospital, no idea where he put them, can't remember. He was subsequently rushed to the surgery to remove the false teeth, which were in his throat, and he remained in the hospital for another 6 days.
Didn't he? And look, this is crazy to me, but also the guy. All right, so they don't do x-rays to find it, initially. But I would think it's the guy, too, like, hey, I'm missing my dentures, right? Wouldn't you notice if your teeth were not in your mouth?
He thought he lost them. Now, you got to remember, he went under anesthesia.
Right.
So before the procedure, you know, and he went into the hospital, he was not really aware, I don't think, from the standpoint of, did I take these out? What happened to these? Did they take these out? Because part of the procedure is that they are supposed to take those out inform the patient that the patient is supposed to take those out.
Take them out. Yeah.
Exactly. So he returned again
suffering complications on multiple occasions over the following month before eventually finally healing. The authors of the study wrote, "There are no set national guidelines on how dentures should be managed during anesthesia, but it is known that leaving dentures in during the ventilation allows for a better seal during induction. Therefore, many hospitals allow dentures either to be removed immediately before intubation, but sometimes they don't. And in this case, they didn't. So the guy had his dentures stuck in his throat for a few days. Now we have the story that our own Mike Hawk brought us yesterday. The man was rambling and naked and screaming that people were trying to kill him. But that wasn't the end of the man's problems. The naked man was also arrested on burglary charges. Police said he tried to steal items from another home before he fled when they kind of realized he was there and tried to hide out in a neighbor's chimney before he got stuck. "They had me running around buck naked," the man screamed, and he was taken around into custody. They asked if anyone had a towel. Someone tossed a white towel onto the roof. One of the TV reporters, Greg Mills, spoke to shocked neighbors about the naked visitor. Once they had a towel, police and fire pulled the man out and wrapped him in it. "Oh, my God, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it," said the neighbor. She and her boyfriend were headed to church when they said they heard choppers overhead. Heard the helicopters up there. The woman discovered the naked man in her apartment. The woman's husband confronted, and they got into a fight. "I would never fight someone buck naked," the suspect screamed at onlookers.
General rule.
The suspect then ran off naked through various backyards. As police searched for him, he chose the chimney to hide in. Maybe for about an hour, they were searching, dogs, the whole deal. They came in the backyard, and they're searching. Officials eventually called off the search, but the suspect only then began to make his presence known. "I was just taking my dog for a walk. I was walking by the house, and here, help me, they're trying to kill me." The guy called 911, as did other neighbors. He's screaming, "Help, get me out, I'm stuck." He'd been drinking. His drink was laced with something. Is there a superhero out there? Apparently he was being quite crazy. Firefighters
Wait,
and sheriff's deputies.
The naked
deputy,
guy in the chimney was also crazy.
Yeah.
You don't say.
And firefighters
Strange.
And sheriff's deputy worked on getting the naked suspect freed, but he refused to go quietly. "Don't kill me, y'all. Don't let those folks kill me, man." He yelled as he was let off in handcuffs and the borrowed towels.
Wouldn't you like to be the chimney sweep? You know, "Hey, man, before the fall gets here, just do a quick once over on the chimney." And they go, "Hey, we see what your problem here. There's a naked man.
Naked
in the
guy
chimney.
Stuck inside. Who or what got stuck and where? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so this happened a little over 6 years ago. I was dropping my then-girlfriend off at, I believe it was band practice. When I was leaving, still in the parking lot, I looked down at my phone or something. I looked up, and I saw what I thought was a small dog, so I swerved, hit a 4-foot metal post, and ended up getting my Jeep stuck on the post for a few hours.
Did it blow your radiator or anything like that? Any other physical damage to the car, or was it just wrapped around the bumper?
Aside from a little dent on the bumper, not really. It just, when they pulled me off, it kind of just tore up the bottom of the Jeep because they pulled me forward because it was stuck behind my bumper.
And were you thinking of the time when you got out of the car, was the dog still there or whatever you thought it was?
Well, actually, it turns out it was a squirrel.
Okay, it's a big squirrel.
No, wait. If you had known it was a squirrel, would you have just kept going?
Probably, yes.
Okay. And how bad was the damage to your Jeep?
Underneath, it tore up the exhaust a little bit, but other than that, it wasn't too bad, but it was just embarrassing because, you know, all my friends kind of surrounded my car.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. When you talk to your insurance company and you say this is what happened and this is why the car is in the condition that it's in, do you tell them that you thought it was a dog, but it ended up being a squirrel?
You tell them it's a dog, Miles.
Or do you stick with the original story?
Well, it was my mom's car, so she dealt with it. I was more afraid to tell her what had happened after it happened.
Was this her baby, this car?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, and what kind of Jeep was it?
It was a 95 Cherokee.
Oh, so it was a nice one.
But see,
yeah, it was a nice one.
That's one of the few times I would not fear telling my parents. I mean, obviously, you're giving them bad news, but like, I would be happy to know my kid swerved to avoid hitting something. Now, granted, I would
until
have lied.
Until you find out it's a squirrel. Then the squirrel.
Why would she know that?
That wipes everything clean.
What my mother would know is, hey, there were three kids that ran across the street. They were little kids, and I swerved, and that's why we hit it. It's not going to be a squirrel.
That part of the story is going to change a little bit. I was heroic. That's what brought the damage. That way, no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
I mean, because I'm thinking, like, my mother would be cool. My father, how he is with cars. If I said I swerved to avoid a squirrel and messed up his car as a result, he would not take that well. If I swerved to miss what I perceived to be a dog, he'd be cool with that. But if I say kids, he'd be like, hey, man, you did the right thing. I'm proud of you. In fact, let's go to Red Lobster. Like, I'm going to milk it.
Yeah. I tell my mom I swerved to miss hitting a nun. She loves
me. Wow. You know what? And that's the case. I would tell my mother, Mom, I swerved to miss Christopher Walken.
Like, right? For
that's her guy.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
So pick the thing your parents. Find who your parents love most. You avoided hitting them. And that's why you did damage to the car.
Yeah.
Fail safe.
There's a believe it or not. Believe it or not,
she loves them.
There's a couple of hikes around the area. One is on the Oregon coast, and one is here in Seattle that I know of, where you can take your dog and you can do whatever you want, but you're not supposed to take your dog on your beach in Washington State.
I know.
But either way.
You just take him to the emergency room of the hospital, right. Bring him to the grocery store, take him to a restaurant. But whatever you do in Washington State, do not let your dog play in nature. You want to bring him into Sears? Abso-freaking-lutely. You want to give him a seat on the bus? Sure. Hey, man, wherever you want to go with your dog, as long as it's indoors and it's a place that's normally sanitary, that's cool. But don't take him
on the beach.
To sand and water
on the beach,
because that is weird.
And in this one case, you really have to judge the tides. Now, if you're not out there early with low tide, you're going to be in trouble. Because, look, it still looks like low tide, even though low tide has been going on for a while.
Right.
And then when it decides to come in, the only way there and back is on the beach line, because it's all rocks and cliff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's a couple of these hikes also in Oregon where you can make up a lot of time if you want to just hike the Oregon coast and stay on the beach. But certain parts of that beach are completely indicative of the tides. And if you get through there and you get stuck, there is nothing you can do. You got to climb up a rock wall.
Wait 12 hours for
how
it
to get. Well, you don't. I mean, the waves will come in and crash up against the wall.
Oh, Jesus.
You absolutely have to get off that beach because
so
the beach disappears in high tide.
Well, why do you want to hike there?
Because you save about, 10 miles worth of crap if you can just stay level, stay on the beach and get
sure.
You got the right window. But people get stuck there all the time.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. Yeah, take the other way.
If we go over this suspension bridge, we will save a lot of time.
Sure.
Just know the 20% of the time that people drive on it collapses.
It's like the race.
I wouldn't do it.
It's like the race that you were in where you have to get to the bridge before a certain time in the race or you're stuck there.
It's called beat the bridge. And it's, listen, here's the thing. I'm not a runner, all right? So Ryan Castle, who we work with, who is a runner, early in his running career, because he was in worse shape than I am now when he first started.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, look, man, I'll do a couple of races with you. So he's like, oh, let's do this thing called Beat the Bridge. Because I hate running so much, I didn't bother to read what it was. It didn't matter. I'm just like, whatever, we're going to run. So he and his wife explained to me when I get there, oh, hey, listen, man, we run this one particular route, but if you don't get to this bridge at this time, like, and it takes forever, right? It's a draw bridge, boats go through. You want to make it there. I put my version of Jets on. If nothing else, I'm like, if I have to wait at this bridge, like, I would drop to my knees and weep. I know how I
so hate this. Did you make it?
Hell yeah, I made it.
Okay,
it
and was, how far did you turn around? Could you see the bridge going up, or were you way past it at that point?
My understanding is that, no, I could, look, man, when I'm running, I just kind of look down at my feet because I hurt, and I just want it to be over, and I don't want to see the mile markers. I just want it to end. In fact, I threatened a guy who offered me a banana. I was so mad when I finished. But seriously.
Threatened a man bad. Who offered you a banana?
Look, again.
Nice, on one of those runner highs.
I'm not a runner, so I don't know. To me, it was just this strange old man has a banana, and you finish, and my legs are all rubbery, and he's right there, and he's like, do you want a banana? I'm like, man, get the F out of my face. I really. But then I see everyone's eating bananas, and I felt I didn't know, Ted. I thought it's a weird man offering me fruit. And
did you think
moment,
he was trying to be racist?
I didn't know, but I didn't like it.
All right.
And it crossed my mind.
Do you think you were in, like, England at the Prem League meeting right, or something?
You're going to offer a black man you don't know a banana. Like, brother.
It's, now that I think about
you know
it
why
more.
I hear, but it's like it's the end of a running
but,
race.
No,
that's what they do.
No, but I didn't know that. Because I don't run. I did not know that people eat bananas at the end of races. Do you follow me? I didn't know.
And you got, so you gotta I eat finish. That in the mini Cliff Bar.
And Cliff Bars and chocolate milk.
But the Cliff Bar, I understand.
Sometimes a nasty,
I didn't know the banana.
Raw bagel kind of thing.
But too. The guy, he offered me, and he had this smile on his face. And seriously, like, I just finished. My legs are bouncing back and forth. And he's, would you like a banana? I was like, man, get the F out of my face, right? So, and I'm in a bad mood because I did this stupid race. And when I look up, I realize there's thousands of people eating bananas. And I'm like, Oh, no. I just yelled at an old man. I felt terrible. So anyway, that's why I don't run.
Who or what got stuck and where? 844-999-OLA.
What are these orange slices at halftime?
The hell? I'm that guy. Hello, Cooper. Welcome to the men's room.
Bonjour.
Hola.
All right. So this is a great story. Been in my family for a while. When my mom was a teenager, she was with her mom, and the two of them were like in a car. Like they just got new outfits or something like that. And they were like, all right, let's go to a car wash. And so they went to the car wash, and there must have been a breeze or something because water started getting into the window, and my grandmother didn't want to get wet, so she started to roll up the window as she was handing the guy the cash. And the guy's hand wound up getting stuck in the window as the car started to move forward into the car wash.
Oh, and she couldn't roll it down?
She just didn't want to. She was like freaking out because she didn't want to get wet because there was already a bunch of water coming in. And even though my mother was screaming, oh my God, please just roll down the window, she didn't. And so she continued not knowing what to do as like the car was in neutral and just going forward. And essentially she wound up dragging this poor man through the entire car wash, at one point running over his foot.
Are you kidding?
Oh no. So how was he at the end?
Pissed.
At the end, he was so mad, and my grandmother voluntarily banned herself from that place.
Voluntarily. Well, she might not have needed to do that. They could have done that for her.
That's what I do when I don't want to go back to a place where I feel really embarrassed. I have banned myself.
Right.
How many years ago was this?
It's got to be like 30 years ago.
So now wait, but...
At least there wasn't the hot wax option, hopefully, at that point in time. Or maybe there was.
Oh, wait, didn't it still have those big-ass scrubbers?
Oh, yeah, they come on the side, yeah. Man.
So this guy
basically got washed
on the outside of the car, but these big bristly-ass spinning things.
Right.
Exactly. Like those things came along, but the dude's hand was still so stuck that he was, like, getting pulled with the car no matter what forces were pulling him externally.
And did they ever say what he said to your mom or your grandma when it was all done?
I don't remember. My mother was a teenager, and she was just so embarrassed and hated every moment of it that she just, like, blocked out the memory from that point forward. And my grandma refuses to talk about the incident.
Okay. Would you say that your grandmother is a smart person? Was a smart person, or is she just a little bit out of it?
She's kind of like the kind of person who like values like her outfit over anything else. Like she's nice, but like she, when it comes to like things that could get her dirty in the case of like water coming into the car and getting her outfit dirty, she refuses to be a decent human being.
So she's a little bit superficial and a little bit of narcissism at the same time.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
What a lovely old lady.
Yeah. Well, at least you got a free shower out of the deal.
Good Lord.
And a waxing. That hot wax thing that comes down again. I mean, maybe technology wasn't there then for that, but that would have been the worst, man, because you could just see that hot wax sheen in the car.
Oh, that dude got it all.
Who or what got stuck and where? You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Chris Traffy, 26 years old, is thought to have got stuck as he tried to stumble home after a night of drinking an entire bottle of vodka.
Uh-oh.
Unfortunately, Craig was caught in the fence by his zipper after drunkenly passing out, hanging upside down on the fence. He cried out to a friend who found him in the morning, oh my God, my mom is going to kill me. But he had no memory of it until photos and video of his predicament, complete with the sound of his trousers ripping as they took him off the fence, went viral. He says, I've got no idea of the logistics of how I ended up like that. I went on Facebook and saw a bunch of pictures of a few notifications from friends. Then I saw the pictures
It's weird. He says, I like my vodka, but I normally have one or two. I've never ended up in a situation like this. However, he said, I'm absolutely fine. I didn't hurt anything. I did tear my trousers, though. He managed to make it into a garden and then a second garden where he tried to go over a fence and his zipper got caught on the second fence. When the zipper got caught, he was hung upside down and fell asleep. A friend found him hanging from the fence as the fence was beside where he was going to stay.
Ah, okay.
So his pals got up in the morning and went, where is he?
Is that Larry?
And then they started looking around and went, there's someone hanging from the fence. And then they realized it was his buddy Craig. Not only that, he was passed out asleep, stuck, and hanging upside down.
Come on, Craig.
One of his friends said, she said, Craig, you're an absolute legend. I'm not surprised your back is a bit tender today, but that is some shape to fall asleep in, mate.
You're a legend.
That is so
you're a legend.
Legend.
Who or what got stuck and where? 844-999-OLA.
Top boy he is.
Yeah, I am legend. Hello, Georgette. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquors and whores.
Liquors and whores.
So this was about in the 90s. I worked for the XXX company, working in the warehouse. Reached across the conveyor belt to grab a bottle and almost lost a nipple.
How was that? How did you... I mean, do you have unusually large nipples? Like, where did your nipple end up?
It ended up between the actual pieces on the conveyor belt.
Oh!
Luckily, I felt it in time and was able to pull it back in time.
So how long were you stuck in there? For just a couple seconds?
Yeah, no more than 5 seconds. It kind of pulled me over, got excited, didn't know what to do, and just kind of yanked myself back. I walked around all day with grease across my shirt where it actually happened. Now, and yes, they are unusually large.
Okay, I was going to say, was it the way that it pinched you, or have you had children at this point?
Yes, three children.
Well, that explains.
Okay,
I mean, see, that's the kind of information that makes perfectly complete sense. You know what I mean?
Those nipples are three child.
Yeah, I mean, because after three children, you know, I mean, you know.
No, that explains it. I mean, like, yeah, I was just trying to think. So, would it have ripped it off? You think it was? I'm assuming the conveyor belt was moving.
It was moving, but luckily it was going at a slower pace than normally. Otherwise, I could have lost the whole thing.
Okay.
Was the situation set up, though, so that your nipple gets stuck in the conveyor belt? Could you have walked along with the conveyor belt for a minute, like screaming for help for someone to turn it off, or was it going a completely different direction?
No, there was no one there but me, so if it would have got stuck, I would have been in big trouble. And I only had, we'll say 2 feet. Before it went to where it went under the went around the conveyor itself.
Okay.
Or around the rollers.
Yeah.
And you were wearing a bra, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And when you say you were working at XX Plan or whatever and reach for a bottle, I'm assuming you worked for Dos Equis?
No. It was actually another company.
All right, okay. I was just trying to put the pieces there together.
That's
I thought it was just kinda cheap whiskey.
That's a terrifying story. Jeez Louise, man.
Wow.
That's, I don't care who you are, you don't predict that might happen at work. Right?
No, you
can think about
all the
dangers of work, but you're probably not thinking, hey, man, just a side note, this is Jeff's first day here. Hey, when working the conveyor belt, here's the bunch. You can speed it up, you can slow it up. And Jeff, one note, man, step back a little bit. We had a woman who got her nipple stuck and damn near had it torn off on the conveyor belt. I'm just thinking, like, that's not usually the instructions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, keep your fingers away. You don't want your hair to get caught.
Use the hand washing station. And, by the way, don't lose a nipple on the conveyor belt.
Right. I was delicately trying to figure out how that could be possible. You know what I mean?
Like, well, that's why I just asked her. Like, well, she said they're unusual.
I know. I was, like, trying to dance around that. Who or what got stuck and where? 844-999-OLA. Hold the line. Where are your calls coming up here in seconds?
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is
giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.